I might ask you a question to start off today is, do you believe God is a wonderful, loving God? He really is. And then if I say, well, do you believe he's also a God of judgment? Well, a lot of people say, well, let's don't talk about judgment. I don't want to talk about judgment. But you know, I have come to realize that God don't think like I do. He don't act like I do. He don't do things like I do. Does he, Kathy? No, he does not. And let's go to a scripture to confirm that to start off today. We'll use the NLT. That's a good translation. It's real easy to read the NLT. Or if you got something else, that's okay. But we're going to start in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. And I want you to see what the Lord says he's like compared to us. He makes an awesome statement. My thoughts are completely different from yours. Isn't that amazing? So he don't think like you and me. My thoughts are completely different from yours, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could even imagine. So, I mean, right there we're starting out finding he's a whole lot different. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So right there we find from his own word, he confirms to you and me, his ways and his thoughts are not like yours and mine. You know, so when I say, you know, God would do this, or, you know, one of the things where I catch so much flack from so many people is, of course, the concept of the sin and sickness relationship that I have learned from God's word. And then I've learned that, you know, if you have sick children, you know, well, your children are sick because of your sin. And man, there's a lot of people, God would never afflict my child. In fact, I've had preachers tell me that, you know, Thurman, God would never afflict a child because of my sin. And I ask him, what Bible are you reading? Because it's in there all over the place. Well, today, we're going to go back to the Old Covenant. We're going to talk out of Judges chapter 13. And we're going to start with Judges 13. We're going to go right down through verse by verse. And I want to show you a little bit more of how God thinks and what he does, how his ways will be different than mine and yours. And we will see that he's totally different. But in Judges 13, verse 1 and on, we'll take them right down through, oh, I think there's 20 verses in that chapter, but we'll go right down through those. And it says, again, the Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord's sight. Now then, do we do evil in the sight of the Lord? Oh, yeah, we still do. Today we do these kind of things. We sin. In fact, here a while back, I had so many things go wrong over a two-week period that Eldon was with me nearly every day that week as we worked on different projects. And I never lost my cool. I didn't matter what happened, what broke. And we had something break every day, sometimes two or three things. Now, or we couldn't get the part to do something with. Anyway, after 2 weeks of that, the last thing happened, my welder, we were getting ready to weld some cross beams in a building, and I went up there to fire up the welder, and it wouldn't start. And I thought, what's wrong with this thing? And then I kept on and everything, and it finally did start. When it did, stuff just blew out of it all over the place, and I immediately cut it off. I said, what in the world? Well, the needle and seat had hung in the carburetor, and all the gasoline had run into the engine. And, of course, I could have had a tremendous explosion on my hand, but all that gas has come gushing out of that engine everywhere, but it didn't catch on fire, praise God. And so I drained the oil, fixed the needle seat, put fresh gas in it, and done all that stuff and fired it up. And I thought, okay, it runs like a champ. That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. And all this took at least an hour. And after it started running good, I thought, okay, now that we're ready to go to weld, so I hooked up my ground and got my rod and put my hood on, went over there and started to weld a deal on the building, and it would just barely spark. And I thought, what's wrong now? Why won't it speed up? We'll go over there and look, and the main throttle, one of the wires had broken off of it, right against the housing where you couldn't put it back on there. I said, well, Eldon, I said, it's 3 o'clock and we still got to go back to Dallas. So I said, why don't we just close up shop and let's just go home. Let's just forget it. He looked at me and said, Thurman, I've never seen a man tested as many ways as you've been tested this week, last 2 weeks, and you didn't lose your cool. You were calm. He said, I believe God has tested you tremendously in the last 2 weeks, And he said, I believe you passed your test. I said, well, you know what I teach, that all these things happen because of sin. He said, yes, I know that. He said, what do you think your sin was that caused all these things to happen in the last 2 weeks? I said, I don't know, but I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, will you share with me what my sins were in the last 2 weeks that caused all these things? And then I thought, I said, that's okay, God. I said, just forget it. And the elder said, what do you mean? I said, well, I realized I don't have a notepad and a pencil. So more than likely, I have a long list. And I probably wouldn't be able to remember them all. So I just said, Lord, I'll wait. You can share them with me one by one when I get somewhere where I got a pen and pencil. Now, any of y'all ever had a time like that in your life? Cassie's up here laughing. Like she's been tested too, huh, girl? We all have these kind of things. But when we do wrong, just like here, the Israelites did what was evil in the Lord's sight. And I'm telling you, some of us do what's evil in God's sight. I mean, some of us that are Christians, we don't know what He says in His Word. And so since we don't know what He says, we do things that's wrong, and then something happens to us, and we don't understand that it's God that's doing it, just like these people. The Israelites did what was evil in the Lord's sight, so the Lord handed him over to the Philistines. Now, who handed Israel over to the Philistines? The Lord. He wasn't happy with them. Would you like to be handed over to the tormentors today? Now, see, that's the difference. Back in those days, He handed them over to a physical group of people. Today, in the spirit world, He hands us over to these invisible spirit beings called tormentors or demons. And let me tell you, whenever God turns you over to the tormentors, your life can become miserable. And if you don't know, you don't understand. In fact, I'll give you an example. Some of you that have not been here, you might not have ever heard this story. Just a few weeks ago, there was a couple sitting here on this front row, or next to the front row, at a healing school, and they had a 13-year-old boy. Well, I didn't know what was wrong with the boy, but after the 4 hours of healing school, they jumped right out in the aisle and come right up here. They were number one to be prayed for. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, my son is 13, and the retinas and the backs of his eyes have never developed, and he can't focus on words. I said, well, how long has he been like this? And she said, since he was born. I said, okay, if he was like that when he was born, I said, then he's under a generational curse. And I said, the curse more than likely comes from you and his daddy. I said, now then, I said, did you and this boy's daddy have sex before you got married? And she said, yes, we did. I said, have you repented for that sin? She said, yes, we have. She said, we didn't know that was a sin. You know, it's amazing the number of people in church that don't know that sex out of wedlock is sin, but it is. See, under the old covenant, if you had sex out of wedlock, God killed you by stoning you till dead, physically. But under the new covenant, He just sends tormenting spirits to create these problems. So He don't send a person anymore. He sends spirit beings. Well, I said, see, and this girl said, well, we've been listening to your teaching for probably 3 or 4 months, and so we've heard that was sin, so we have definitely repented, and so we're not under that sin no more, according to what God said. I said, you're absolutely right. I said, so now then, since you and your husband have repented of that sin, I said, I'm going to claim Galatians 3:13, the redemption of the curse from this boy. I said, this boy was under the curse because of y'all's sin, but now that y'all have repented of your sin and because of the blood of Jesus, he's now redeemed from that curse. So I said, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that this couple has repented of their sin. I said, now I thank you that you have redeemed this boy by the blood of your son from the curse he was under. And I thank you that you've given me power to make the spirits do what they have to obey me. And so I said, you evil spirits that are in this little boy's body that's creating a problem with his eyes, I command you to leave and go away and never come back in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Father, I ask you to send the precious Holy Spirit into the little boy's body and especially to his eyes and make his eyes perfect in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. And that little 13-year-old boy standing right there looking right up that wall, as soon as I said, thank you, Lord, he said, Mama, I can read those words on the wall. They're clear. I said, you couldn't read those before? He said, no, sir, I could never focus on words. But he said, those words are perfectly clear. Now then, he began to cry. 13-year-old boy. He could see. Well, his mama began to cry. And so I told Cheryl, I said, honey, why don't we just join in? You know, I feel like crying too. So we all had a little cry because don't you love to see Jesus do those kind of things? You know, I love to see him do those kind of things for his children. But those are things that a lot of people have never picked up on in church. You know, I mean, I was in a Baptist church nearly all of my life, and I never saw a miracle like that in church. Not one time. But yet we ought to be seeing those kind of things regularly. But I never saw them. So obviously, I didn't believe his word like it's written. But anywhere he says that, so the Lord handed them over to the Philistines who kept them in subjection for 40 years. How would you like to be tormented for 40 years? But some of us are in the church tormented for 40 years because we never understand the principles of how God's word works. And since we don't understand the principles, we don't know how they work, many of us stay tormented with some kind of sickness and disease our entire life. We don't just stay 40 years. Some of us are born with these problems. Now, this little boy that the retinas that had not developed in his eyes, if he hadn't have found a man of God that understood the principles of the kingdom, this little boy could have lived to be 70 years old and never been able to see. Right, Scott? Yeah, he could have went through his whole life and never been able to see. But at 13, by them bringing him here and me knowing these things, and I'm standing on our God's word, the Lord was merciful to that little boy and healed his eyes, and he went away from here seeing perfect. Now, I love it when God does that. But you see here, when these people sin, God just turned them over to the Philistines to rule over them for 40 years. Now, why does he pick such a number? You know, I don't know. I really don't know. But see, God's ways and my ways are not the same. You know, I might not have turned them over to the Philistines to beat upon them and kill them and destroy them for 40 years, Scott. I might not have been that hard on them, or I might have, it depends on how mad they made me, I might have said, turn them over to them forever, you know.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God's Ways Are Not Our Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.